Hello. This is Lance Blair here in Atlanta.
And this is Kevi Parr. I'm here in Dundee in Scotland.
And we're talking across the Atlantic using IPD now. I said that wrong. Pick up. It's such a new technology, I don't know how to even say it. It's IPDTL, and it works. It's a Chrome plugin. Tell them about it, Kevi.
Well, Ange, you know, I'm sitting here in Dundee, and I can hear you crystal clear, man. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, the sound is magic, and there's nae a dropout in the whole thing. We can talk for an hour, and there's nae... You know what? I think they're on to us.
I think they are.
Yeah,
I think they've been
found
out.
Should we do our real voices?
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
All right, but we're still on... I'm really in Atlanta. And
I'm really, really, really in Scotland.
Yeah, and... and we're really, really, really talking across the Atlantic on IPDTL.
Yep.
And we just and by the way, we just did a test with it where I used a FireWire interface and it worked. But I'm not going to use that because my studio setup is wonky in that I can't use that FireWire setup and then record this on Adobe Audition. IPDTL recommends you use USB, but it works. You know, as long as you have the audio interface that connects with your computer, you're good to go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, IPDTL is still fairly new to the voiceover community, and it's trying to get people on board. And it's good that voiceover talent can use this.
Artists.
And
we're artists.
Voiceover artists. Yes, I'm sorry, Lance. Voiceover artists can use it and test it out with each other. You know, just in this way that we are doing just now, just to see how things work because it is so new. But everything that we've done so far has been pretty positive.
Yeah, and there's no lag time. I mean, we can just talk right over each other. You know, like we're just sitting in the same room talking back and forth. And you know, yeah, exactly.
The good thing about it, as far as I'm concerned, because the thing I was looking at as a voiceover artist is ISDN, and that's just so expensive. And mm-hmm. people have been saying it's on the way out for years and years, but it's still here. But IPDTL is a new technology, but it works. And as far as I'm concerned, it's as good as ISDN.
It is. It's a great codec, and it's an Opus codec. It sounds just as good, if not better, than ISDN. And it's so easy to install. I mean, all you have to install is Chrome. That's it. And then just set your settings with the little camera button, pay for a year subscription. I've already turned on three of my clients' production houses, and they've gone out and they've bought it. And they're very excited about it, and they love it. And we're going to be doing sessions with it.
Yeah, let's just hope that more people do come on board in terms of production houses and recording studios and stuff like that. I really do hope that they take IPDTL, have a look at it, and see how good it is compared to ISDN, because for these guys, there is a big saving to be made.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there will always be a place for ISDN for some broadcast purposes, for live events and things like that.
Yeah.
But mostly in the United States, in New York and L.A., it makes sense to continue using that. But, you know, for somebody like me in a city like Atlanta, where I'm working with people all over the world, this is great. I mean, fantastic. That it's not, you know, it can be a pain. You can use Skype, but it doesn't sound as good. You can't record the signal because it doesn't sound as good. And then you have to still send the file over and they have to work with it, or somebody has to edit it. Whereas you can do this, like with ISDN, you can do a live session and you can edit while you're doing the session. And you can get those keeper takes isolated and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, this is very exciting technology. And also, kudos to InQuality Media, the parent company that has devised this great technology and brought it all together, I should say. And they're great to work with. They're very responsive. I had a brief issue with Chrome, and I just tweeted to them, and they just fixed it and immediately. So, anything else you want to add, Kev?
No, just I think it's just great technology, and it just works, and it's really affordable for voiceover talent.
It's very affordable. It fits the business model.
Yes. Okay, I think I want to go back into the American accent. I want to hear your Scottish accent again, man.
Oh no, I can't do that. It's really challenging. It's not that easy, really. I mean, and the funny thing is, I've never been to Scotland.
Oh, that's amazing, Lance.
I never went there for university or anything like that.
Oh, that's amazing. You've just picked up the accent.
I woke up one day and I just was there. I really feel like we're in the same room and you are wearing an invisible cloak and I can't see you.
Whoa.
All right. So, two thumbs up from Lance Blair here in Atlanta in the United States.
And two thumbs up from Kevy Parr here in sunny Dundee in Scotland.
We love
the UK.
Yeah, we love IPDTL.
IPDTL.
Yep. IPDTL.com, is that it?
That's right.
Oh, yep, IPDTL.com. Again, that's IPDTL.com.
IPDTL.com.
All right, thanks a lot. This was marvelous.
Okay,
wasn't
Lance,
it?
Okay. Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye.